Being a single mom comes with a unique set of challenges, and financial stability is often a top priority. One crucial factor that plays a significant role in financial well-being is a good credit score. A good credit score not only opens up opportunities for obtaining credit but also affects interest rates, loan approvals, and overall financial security. In this article, we will explore what constitutes a good credit score for a single mom and how to achieve and maintain it. Understanding credit scores. Before diving into what constitutes good credit scores, it's essential to understand how credit scores work. Credit scores are numerical representations of an individual's creditworthiness and are calculated based on various factors such as payment history, credit utilization, length of credit history, types of credit used, and new credit applications. The most commonly used credit scoring model is the FICO score, which ranges from 300 to 850. The higher the score, the better the creditworthiness. What is considered a good credit score? While there is no universally defined good credit score, certain ranges are generally accepted as indicators of creditworthiness. For a single mom, aiming for a credit score within these ranges can significantly benefit her financial stability. Excellent credit score, 800 and above. An excellent credit, typically ranging from 800 to 850, demonstrates a history of responsible financial behavior. Single moms with excellent credit scores have likely established a long and positive credit history, consistently paid bills on time, maintained low credit utilization, and managed various types of credit responsibly. With an excellent credit, single moms can access the best loan terms, enjoy lower interest rates, and have an advantage when applying for credit. Good credit score, 670 to 799. A good credit, falling between 670 and 799, indicates that a single mom has been generally responsible with her finances. It suggests a track record of making timely payments, managing credit responsibly, and exhibiting a balanced credit utilization ratio. While not in the highest credit range, having a good credit still offers access to favorable loan terms and competitive interest rates. Fair credit score, 580 to 669. A fair credit score, ranging from 580 to 669, suggests that a single mom may have encountered some credit challenges or has a relatively limited credit history. It could be a result of occasional late payments, high credit utilization, or a short credit history. With a fair credit score, obtaining credit may be more challenging, and the terms may not be as favorable as those offered to individuals with higher scores. However, it is still possible to improve creditworthiness and move up to a higher credit score range. Poor credit score, below 580. A poor credit, below 580, indicates significant credit challenges. It may result from a history of missed payments, defaults, high debt levels, or even bankruptcy. Single moms with poor credit scores may face difficulties obtaining credit or loans, and if approved, they may be subjected to high interest rates and unfavorable terms. However, it's important to note that even with a poor credit, there are steps that can be taken to rebuild credit and improve financial standing. How to achieve and maintain a good credit score? Pay bills on time. Payment history is a crucial factor in credit scores. Always pay bills, including credit card bills, loans, and utilities, on time to avoid negative marks on your credit report. Keep credit utilization low. Aim to use only a small portion of your available credit. A high credit utilization ratio can negatively impact your credit score. It's generally recommended to keep credit utilization below 30% of your total available credit. Diversify credit mix. Having a mix of credit types, such as credit cards, installment loans, and mortgages, can demonstrate responsible credit management. However, avoid taking on unnecessary debt simply for the sake of diversification. Avoid opening too many new accounts. Opening multiple new accounts within a short period can raise red flags for lenders and potentially lower your credit score. Be strategic when applying for new credit and only do so when necessary. Regularly check your credit report. Monitor your credit report regularly to identify any errors, fraudulent activities, or inaccuracies that could be negatively impacting your credit score. Report and rectify any discrepancies promptly. Pay off debts. Reducing your overall debt load can positively impact your credit. Prioritize paying off high-interest debts and work towards becoming debt-free. Seek professional guidance. If you're facing significant credit challenges or are unsure about the best steps to take, consider consulting with a reputable credit counseling agency or financial advisor. They can provide personalized guidance and strategies to improve your credit. Conclusion. In conclusion, a good credit score is essential for a single mom's financial stability. It opens up opportunities for favorable loan terms, lower interest rates, and improved access to credit. By understanding the factors that contribute to credit scores and following good financial practices, single moms can achieve and maintain a good credit. Remember, building and maintaining good credit takes time and consistency, but the effort is well worth it for a secure financial future. Need some extra cash to help your finances? Try Lionsgate. Are you struggling with your financial needs and need some extra cash? Lionsgate can help. Just fill out the form below, letting us know all your money or mortgage requirements, and we will find the best lender for you. Amazing thing? The process is free, and you can quit it at any time. We have a team of experts that analyze your requirements and pick the best lender for you with prudent advice. Note: please give your authentic information while completing the form below. Please share this article on your social media profiles if you found it helpful. Also, visit our blog to read similar helpful articles on finance, real estate, and getting mortgages.